in general, we've invited first class, now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome Lockdown Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, the second week into lockdown, but I'm surviving just about anyway.
Well, I got to say, you guys, you know, it went from one person to all of a sudden over 500 now. Is that not correct?
Yeah. I think we're about 540 today, so... Yeah, hopefully the lockdown is slowing it down. I mean, there's no signs of it yet, but I guess we have to wait the 14-day period. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, at some point in a not-too-distant future, we are going to get out of lockdown.
Well, it just goes to show how quickly this travels. Like, because it was identified by this one person, just one, and I'm not sure the story behind how they managed to get into the country or where they caught it or whatever, if even they've figured that out yet. But... to go from that one person to explode to what it has shows how quickly this virus spreads, how easily this virus spreads. And if you're not aware and you're not taking precautions, you know, what it can do to an entire country.
Exactly right. I mean, it's a perfect test case, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you say, I mean, we had the one case and as New Zealand have done the whole way through COVID, they went hard and they went early and they locked us down straight away. And like you say, even after that, you know, we are now at 540 cases. So, it's this Delta variant. It clearly is what they say it is. And we just have to now ride it out and see where we end up.
Yeah, well, best of luck. I don't envy you, lockdown. It's mind you, I do envy you, lockdown, because I kind of like lockdown, but we've discussed that before.
Yeah, it's all right. You know what? It's all right. I mean, the three kids are surviving. I'm just about surviving with the aid of alcohol. So it's all good.
Do you know what? Every time somebody says with the aid of alcohol, I think about poor South Africa and the fact that they weren't allowed to sell alcohol during lockdown. And I think, how did people do it?
I mean, that's just mean, isn't it?
Right?
I mean, you lock people up and you tell them they can't have a drink. That's just no. That's all kinds of wrong.
I just don't understand. It's like the days of prohibition. I'm wondering if there was like an underground booze delivery service that was happening in South Africa throughout lockdown.
I'm sure there probably was.
Someone was making big coin. I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s, so, which is a good thing.
Which it was. And I don't think I was in lockdown then.
Right. So what's happening in the world of travel? I mean, we have seen numbers being rising straight across the board again. Countries such as yours going back into a lockdown again. It's not looking to slow down anytime soon within the travel industry.
No, it's a mixed bag again, isn't it? You know, you have some countries a bit, you know, we've talked about it before, like the UK are opening up and, you know, they're just learning to deal with it, I guess. And then you've got other countries like ourselves here in New Zealand who you get one case and they lock you down. So, you know, it is a mixed bag for people traveling at the moment, you know, so, and that's why you've got to be on your guard when you travel, because you may think you're okay coming from a country like the UK where it's, you know, everything is wide open. You travel somewhere else where it's not and you can get caught out quite easily. So, it's still tough times for travelers.
What's happening in the Netherlands?
Yeah, so just a quick update on that. Seafarers are now exempt from any tests. That's the NAT and the antigen tests before boarding the plane in Amsterdam. That's when traveling to or via Amsterdam in connection with their work. The exemption now also applies when traveling from a high-risk area. Specifically, although the Philippines has been reclassified by the Netherlands as a very high-risk country, Filipino seafarers remain exempt from any COVID testing when traveling to or via Amsterdam. They will, however, need to fill in the quarantine and health declaration prior to boarding. Now, for any passenger in transit via Amsterdam, no testing is required before boarding, provided you follow the conditions below. Those are being the health declaration form that has to be completed, and that you follow any guidelines for the final destination of your journey with regards to testing. Seafarers continue to be exempt from quarantine, provided they can show the following documents as well. They must have the seaman's book, the company letter of employment, a quarantine declaration, and this can be digital or printed out. It doesn't just have to be printed out. You can have it digitally as well. And the declaration also applies to all seafarers, including working on commercial yachts and pleasure craft, provided it's over the size of 24 meters.
See, I'm not getting that because I think everybody should be tested before they get on a plane, regardless of what their job is. Just get tested before you get on a plane, because why should anybody be exempt from that? Yes, I get that seafarers should be exempt from, you know, different types of quarantine, et cetera, et cetera. They need to get to their job by rights. But to say you don't have to be tested before getting on a plane, when you're getting on a plane, I don't care what your occupation is, you're getting on a plane with however many hundreds of other people. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's, today's day and age, where we are now with regards to testing and stuff, where you can get results back within the space of, you know, an hour, then I think people should be tested. I agree with you. I can't see the reason why not. With seafarers, they are traveling a lot more. And so, as we see in New Zealand with regards to MIQ and all the rest of it, there's issues around that which are completely wrong. And you need to let seafarers travel safely and carefully and be allowed to travel to and from work without any issues whatsoever. But that's a totally separate case. PCR testing, like we say, you can get a result back within an hour. So it really should be done, I would say, on pretty much on every flight.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the quarantine and the fact that you're hired and you've got to go to your, all of that stuff. Yes, seafarers should be given an exemption. But when it comes to testing, just to board a plane, yeah, everyone should be tested, period, plain and simple. It's so simple. It's just part of the process. You show up to, you know, check in 2 hours before, you get your test. If you're, you know, positive, then you don't get on. If you're negative, then great. Welcome aboard and off you go. I mean, I don't think that's a big deal, but that's, you know, once again, if I was queen of the world.
That'd be the rules.
What's going on in Italy?
Yeah, so travellers from the UK will no longer have to quarantine when they arrive in Italy if they are fully vaccinated and can show a negative COVID test. Italy's health ministry said the 5-day mandatory quarantine will be scrapped from the 31st of August. The negative PCR or antigen coronavirus test must have been taken 48 hours before arriving in Italy, no later than that, and it must have been at least 14 days since the second vaccine dose was administered. The country had introduced the restrictions on the 21st of June. That was amid growing concerns over the Delta variant prevalence in the UK.
And Air Italia, what's happening there?
Yeah, so we've known for quite a while that Alitalia were going to be closing down, but the carrier has officially announced it will be stopped flying from the 14th of October. All flights beyond this date are cancelled and passengers may request a refund if they have travel booked after that, or they can reschedule it before the 14th. From the 15th of October, ITA will become the new Italian flag carrier. Now, since ITA is a wholly different airline with its own air operator certificate, there isn't any chance of rebooking your flights that you have with Alitalia across to ITA. You either have to cancel or rebook before the 14th on Alitalia. You can't then move them across to the new carrier.
You know, that's happened to quite a few airlines straight across the face of the planet, though, hasn't it?
It is. It's getting tough. You know, I mean, you know, airlines, they've been hit really, really hard. I mean, there's no getting away from it with a lot of government bailouts and all the rest of it. You know, to be fair, Alitalia has been on the cards for a long time, probably even before COVID hit. So I think it was probably just the final nail in the coffin, should we speak, you know, so to say.
What's happening with South African Airlines?
Yeah, another airline which has been sort of besieged, really. But they've had some good news this week. They've announced they're going to be returning to operations with its first flights planned for September the 23rd. International flights will connect Johannesburg and Cape Town with several other African countries, and bookings will be open from September the 6th. The airline says its initial flights will operate from Johannesburg and they'll be going to Cape Town, Accra, Kinshasa, Harare, Lusaka and Maputo. And it also plans to restart more routes and expand its network once more once market conditions improve.
Air traffic control strike. What's got? And no, it's not France. For everybody that's going, oh yeah, it's August, so it's that time again. France is, you know, it's not France, guys, this time. What country is it, Lee?
Unfortunately, yeah, it's not France. You know, I mean, it is a shock to say that, to say the least. So air traffic controllers in Iceland's Keflavik Airport will go on strike next week. The planned strike action will take place on August the 31st, and obviously it's going to impact thousands of passengers. Current reports suggest that the strike will begin at 0500 a.m. and continue only until 10 a.m. So although the strike action is limited, it's going to see many airlines and passengers affected. Now, the airlines most likely to be affected by the strike are Icelandair, Finnair, Delta, KLM, Transavia, EasyJet, and Scandinavian. They're all the ones with flights that are planned to depart between those hours. So if anybody has a seat on any of those flights on the 31st of August, please keep checking either with your travel provider or with the airline.
Well, the thing is, though, that kind of strike, it has a knock-on effect. And, you know, it could actually have that knock-on effect for about 48 hours straight across the face of the planet.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a pain, and there will be knock-on effects, and you will see other flights cancelled, not just in that period of time between 5 and 10, obviously. You've got to then look at airlines that are going to need to reposition aircraft, get crew to and from places. So, yeah, I mean, it's not just going to be that 5 hours, although it is a limited strike. You will be seeing the effects of that for, say, 24 to 48 hours.
And not just in Iceland. So, you know, everybody should be aware during that time frame that there will be some sort of effect wherever you're traveling, especially in Europe.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So if anyone is flying on those dates or around those dates, just keep an eye out with your airline or your travel provider.
Qantas.
Yeah, Qantas, they're encouraging its frequent flyers to get vaccinated with offers of free frequent flyer points, status credits, or flight vouchers. Now, it's open to Australia-based frequent flyers over the age of 18. The offer allows people to choose from 1,000 frequent flyer points, 15 status credits, or a $20 flight voucher if they upload proof of vaccination onto the Qantas app. Participants will also be automatically entered into a mega prize draw to win a year's worth of flights and accommodation. So 10 people will receive 12 months worth of flights to more than 60 destinations around Australia with free accommodation chucked in across the Accor hotel chain, which includes their upscale Sofitel and Pullman brands.
Well, that's all right. I mean, it'd be better if it was worldwide, but
Well, do you know what? It's funny because when they originally announced this, the CEO did say it was going to be worldwide flights. They've backtracked slightly now to say it's only going to be within Australia. But then at the end of the day, it's 12 months worth of free flights and free hotel accommodation just to upload your vaccine passport or certificate onto their app. I mean, it's easy pickings, really.
Yeah, but I mean, and it's only open to Australia. It's like Qantas is a worldwide carrier. They've got people from all over the world. It just seems, I don't know, if they're going to do it. Go big or go home.
Yeah, I guess the issue they've got there is obviously because Australia have closed the borders down and put the international caps in. If they get, say, a German or an English or, winning the prize and it's flights domestically within Australia, they're not going to get in. It'll be totally pointless.
True enough. Air Canada, what's the news there?
Yeah, so Air Canada, they are ready to resume flights to Munich, Germany, after the Canadian government announced it was reopening Canada's borders to foreigners. The airline said today that it plans to restart non-stop flights between Toronto and Munich from September the 8th. So on September the 8th, Air Canada will offer free flights a week from Munich to Toronto on a Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Flight number AC837 will depart Munich at 1600 and arrive in Toronto at 1835. The return flight back to Germany will operate on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Flight number AC836 will depart Toronto at 2020 and arrive at Munich at 10 a.m. the following day. Air Canada will be operating the Boeing 787 Dreamliner on the route, and there'll be three classes of travel, these being business class with lie-flat beds, premium economy with recliner seats and 38-inch pitch, and economy with standard seating.
Well, the Germans tend to like Canada.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? Who doesn't like Canada?
Right. And Canadians, we're amazing people.
Wait, some are all right.
And others are, well, you know, questionable. crew questions. Wanting, and actually it's me this week. I wasn't going to say that, but you know me. I just, blah, blah, blah. Europe, I want to know, like, we've got Fort Lauderdale coming up at the end of October and I'm going, darn it. What's going to happen? Like, is it looking like we might be able to, from Europe, head over to Fort Lauderdale?
My professional opinion? Who knows? Honestly, I'd love to be able to give a straight answer. But we're still in the same situation, the same boat, basically. At the moment, if you've been in the red zone country the preceding 14 days, you can only enter the USA if you've got a B1 visa, B1, B2 or a C1D visa, and you're traveling for work on a yacht in US waters. Anybody else traveling for tourism or to travel to a boat show, forget it. You're not getting in the country at this moment in time. And it's odd because last week an expert was saying that he was expecting it to be open by the beginning of September. That was his professional opinion. And then 24 hours later, you have three or four people coming up saying they're not expecting it to open until November. So, you know, people even in the travel industry, they just don't know. Honestly, there's just there's nothing coming out of the US. I even look at you can normally gauge, the airlines would get a heads up first. So you can normally gauge by where they're looking to put on more flights or reduce some flights and all the rest of that. But even they're quiet. There's just nothing. Nobody knows anything at the moment. The Biden administration are keeping their cards close to their chest. So it's just a matter of still waiting and seeing. But as of this moment in time, the situation remains the same as it has done for the last 18 months.
Well, and it's surprising because there's a lot of countries on the red list for the U.S. that are better off than the U.S. You know, you would think, I mean, if Florida, for example, is a hotbed for the virus right now.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I don't know if it's political or what it is, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, especially with Europe allowing vaccinated U.S. Travelers in, which could be rescinded tomorrow. There should be an announcement tomorrow whether unvaccinated U.S. travelers can come into Europe. We'll find out more tomorrow. But you would think it'd be reciprocated, especially with the high vaccination rates, especially the UK as well. You know, they're now up to about 70% of the population have been vaccinated. So I would have thought there would have been movement sooner rather than later. But then I've been saying this for about the last 2 months and nothing seems to happen. So it's a matter of waiting and seeing once more.
Well, I guess a lot of it has to do with the fact that the U.S. is probably one of the richest economies in the world. And you know, people want that money. So to open up your countries to the potential of bringing that cash wherever you may be in the world is an incentive. Whereas the U.S., because they are one of the richest nations in the world, aren't too bothered to have less rich countries come in.
There's definitely political and financial reasons as to why it's not just purely for COVID, I'm sure. It's just one of those mysteries at the moment within travel. We just don't know.
Well, welcome to 2021.
Everything is a mystery. Give you a better answer, Ria.
Sorry?
I would have loved to have been able to give you a better answer and put your mind at rest, but unfortunately, it's just not the way.
Well, you know what? I look forward to our Sundays because, I never actually get the answer that I want to hear, but I do have my fingers crossed every Sunday when I do talk to you.
Keep them crossed for next week. Let's hope.
Yeah, I'm going to cross my toes too this time.
That could do it.
Lee, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me again. Always a pleasure.
You have been watching Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio, brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the 70s. And when I was born back in the 70s, I will admit it.
I'm not saying anything. I'll keep them quiet.
Good for you. Good for you. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.